Good morning, brothers and sisters, young people, friends of the truth. Is this loud enough? Bring it up. How's that? Okay. Well, this morning I want to talk about something that I think a lot of us have trouble with in this living in this day and age. I know I personally do. And that's the idea of simply putting our faith in God and letting Him lead and mold our lives in the way that He sees fit, without us worrying about so much about everything in our day-to-day lives. We have to follow the commandment of Christ to seek first the kingdom of God, and then that all other things, we know all other things, will be added to us, taken care of by the Lord. That's what we are supposed to do, but most of us, especially myself, get so busy with the day-to-day cares of this world that we don't always put God first and let Him lead us. We don't need to excessively worry about the things of this world. Jesus tells us this in Matthew 6. Let's turn over to Matthew 6. Start at verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. These verses are telling us not to focus on material things and the other things that the world thinks are important. They are only temporary. We should be concerned about things that are eternal. Christ expounds further on this in verse 24, all the way down through the end of the chapter. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. For is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Wherefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. It's easy to get so busy and to get caught up with living our lives that we can forget that this time period that we're living in, this life, is only temporary. It's very easy to get caught up in that. After all, we can become busy with jobs, families, friends, hobbies, all sorts of things that distract us. We can get stuck in such a routine that we forget that this age that we live in will come to an end. Sometimes we forget that, but we know that it will. Knowing this, we must still be careful to remain faithful and watch for Christ's return. We're told in 2 Peter 3, verse 4, that some will say, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. We are also told that no man will know when Christ will return. Matthew 25:13 reads, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. We are specifically told that we will not know when Christ will return. Yet we are always speculating and saying, trying to figure out when Christ will be back, by this date or that time. The truth is that we don't know when He'll be back, but we know that He will. The important thing is to live our lives in such a way that we won't be taken by surprise when he does return. Let's turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that that day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. We don't know how long we will have to wait for Christ's return, but we know that for each and every person, it will be no farther than the end of our lives. What I mean by that is that when we die, no matter how long we sleep in the grave, the next moment that we're aware of will be when Christ returns and raises those that are in covenant from the dead. So whether you or I live one day or 50 more years, we have our remaining lifetime to prepare for the return of Christ. Now to some, that may seem like it's going to be a long time, but none of us really know how long we have. We're not guaranteed a certain amount of time in this life. Any one of us in here could be gone tomorrow. But we do have the opportunity for eternal life if we will follow Christ's example to the best of our ability and keep his commandments. Will we be granted eternal life when Christ returns? The way we live our lives now will determine that answer. Thank you.